here's a story from The World.
Azerbaijan's government has moved to block most internet use. As Duri Buskarin now reports, blocking the internet is an increasingly common tactic for governments from the former Soviet bloc.
Most social media is blocked right now in Azerbaijan.
Hello?
But investigative reporter Khadija Ismailova is used to getting around this. From her seat in Baku, the capital, she spent the day working to confirm reports of casualties. This despite a spotty internet connection and a rash of misinformation on social media.
In both sides, I've been looking at pictures of schoolboy and schoolgirl today who died, like the whole family died in Naftalan.
It's hard to know what the final death toll is. The armies of Armenia and Azerbaijan both tend to overstate casualties on the other side while denying their own. It's likely that dozens have died.
It seems like several soldiers have been killed while sleeping. So, like, some of the casualties are not attack casualties. They were caught unaware of the situation.
Nagorno-Karabakh is a verdant mountainous region with a bloody history, one that's deeply personal to both Armenians and Azerbaijanis. Before the fall of the Soviet Union, communities of ethnic Armenians and Azeris both lived in the region. It's still internationally recognized as part of Azerbaijan. In the late 80s, Armenians living in Nagorno-Karabakh began a campaign to join neighboring Armenia. This escalated into a years-long war with Azerbaijan that claimed an estimated 30,000 lives and displaced 500,000 people. A ceasefire has been in place since 1994 with intermittent fighting. Nagorno-Karabakh today is a de facto autonomous region controlled by a government with deep ties to Armenia. Today, state-run media show footage of machine guns and tank fire, explosions off in the distance under a blue sky. The internet in Azerbaijan slowed to a crawl early Sunday. Later, the government admitted it had cut access to, quote, prevent Armenian provocations. They say there are floods of Russian-backed accounts spreading misinformation.
Accounts of people in Nagorno-Karabakh being hacked and then communicating that they are, you know, fleeing or that they are... that the battle's not going well and stuff like that.
Lawrence Browers of the London-based Chatham House says disinformation is a constant angle of this conflict.
I think we have seen those kinds of disinformation and misinformation campaigns being used. I think there's also evidence of the use of bots and all of that to increase numbers, the flow of misinformation.
But Richard Girogozhin, who runs the Armenia-based Regional Studies Center, says the social media campaigns he sees appear to be organic.
I do have a fairly well-grounded suspicion of state involvement and state backing in some social media initiatives and efforts. But to be honest, I see this more from Turkey and Azerbaijan than I do from Armenia.
On both sides, he sees a transition to a cyber battle space, where you don't have to be part of the military to engage in a conflict.
And the real target in the social media campaign is to weaken the will of the enemy, if you must. In other words, to try to affect morale and perhaps invoke a degree of panic and distress.
Azerbaijan's military is larger than Armenia's. In this latest attack, it's getting military backing from Turkey, which is increasingly throwing its weight behind regional conflicts in oil-rich nations. But Armenia is diplomatically closer to Russia, and Russia may be the key to another ceasefire, says Ismailova, the journalist. During the last outbreak of violence in 2016, that's how it ended.
In 2016, it stopped. It was stopped by Russian foreign minister's call. Because this conflict is a tool of influence that Russia used against Armenia and against Azerbaijan.
In effect, pitting two former Soviet republics against each other. Russia is among those in the international community calling for a ceasefire. But if the Nagorno-Karabakh conflict is resolved, she says, Russia's influence over the region could evaporate. For the world, I'm Duri Buskarin, Istanbul.